Hi everyone, this is Dr. Will Horton, and I want to do a quick, it's a Facebook Live on one thing, and it's also being recorded for another purpose that I'll use. Because as I always teach, you might as well use as much of the stuff that you create. Hey Alan, hey Ray, if you like this, click like and share, pass this around, leave a comment. I want to talk about, is drinking good for you? And the reason I want to talk about it, I posted a study that was just done. Now, I've seen these studies for years because every time I ever start talking about alcohol, there's especially alcohol, but addictions in general, but especially alcohol. Someone always said, yeah, but you know, it's well known that two drinks a day is good for your heart, or drinking wine is good for your heart. And when I try to point out those are flawed studies, people look at me funny, and I am not anti-drinking. I could care less whether people drink or don't drink. It's just that facts are facts, and you should know all the facts. And so what you want to do is work on, hey, Wendy, click like and share. I'm doing two things. So is drinking bad for you? You know, what does the real research says? You know, because they always point out, you'll see it like on Facebook here and other places, they'll publish this study. Well, I know one guy did a deep dive into one of the studies that said two glasses of wine a day are healthy for you. Well, when they did it, what they screened into the study, this is why it was a flawed study, was the people that they put in the study ate healthy, exercised, and didn't smoke, right? So those people went into their study, and guess what? Those that, you know, that was the group that seemed to be healthier than the other group. Right? And so, you know, so they said it was the wine, but was it the fact they ate healthy? Was it the fact that they exercised? Was it the fact they didn't smoke? Let's look at this one thing. And again, I always point to any study, who funded the study, you know, because we allow organizations and companies to fund a study that then they can control the outcome. And so, you know, who funded the study? Was it the wine growers? Was it the grape growers? Was it an organization that was created by, you know, the alcohol industry to protect the industry? It's what they do. You know, in America, we call it lobbying. The rest of the world call it graft and corruption. So anyway, this study that came out, and it was a better study, and it was done in China, and it was done by China and British researchers. And what they found were people that drank four drinks a day were one-third higher risk, and all the other things were equalized. So it was a true random group. Those that drank four drinks or so a day, on average, had one-third higher percentage of stroke, and those that had two drinks a day had a 15% higher increase in stroke, and 10% more heart issues. Now, what they also point out, there was another study that pointed out that right now, and this is pretty, this can be looked up easy, and I'll post the studies in the Alcohol and Addiction Solution Facebook page and on our site, that alcohol, somehow related with alcohol, are 10% of all the deaths for people between the ages of 15 and 49 or 50. 10% can be traced back to alcohol, because when you count in things like driving while you're impaired, you have a few drinks, you do something stupid and get in a bar fight or get whatever, you know, it goes up, right? And so it goes up 10%, that 10% of the people, men and women, between 15 and 49, you know, that it's attributed to alcohol. And the increase for cancer is at least 5% for people that drink more, you know, several drinks in the course of a week. And so these are just the facts, and I put those out there. And again, I'm not anti, it's just that I hate when I start talking about this, there's always someone who'll go, well, you know, I read this study. Well, again, who did the study? Was it a true study? Was it a flawed study? And again, even if it is somewhat true about that, the people that have an issue are going to run with it. You know, they're going to say, see, therefore I can't quit drinking because I want to be healthy. Right. And again, there's all the other cofactors that go into it. And so, and I really bring this up because this kind of gets to that alcohol especially is one of the few things, if you choose to abstain, you have to justify. You have to justify. So if you're somewhere and someone says, would you like to drink? No, thank you. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Are you really sure? Yeah, right? You almost said why. People ask you why you don't want to drink. They don't do that for anything else, but they'll do it with that, right? Because it's so ingrained in our culture. It's so ingrained in our culture that people think like they deserve a reason if you choose to say, I don't drink for whatever reason. And it's none of their business. And you feel like an outcast, or people look at you funny. Why can't you drink? Everyone else can drink. Da 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 da. And again, if it's a certain subset, again, when you really get into research and all the things people talk about, when you get into the research, if there's a certain subgroup due to genetic things that are allergic to alcohol, the same way some people are allergic to shellfish, the same way some people are allergic to strawberries or peanuts. Now they're always talking about that. You know, we don't say, well, why don't you have peanuts? God damn it, just, you know, buckle up your back and, you know, hike up your big boy pants and have a peanut, you know? No, you're going to have an anaphylactic shock. Someone close to me is allergic to shellfish. She has shellfish, she gets shock, right? Now, some people, they do know, and it's in, I forget which of the genes, I used to have it written down, that your body reacts differently to alcohol. And it will manifest itself, instead of an anaphylactic shock where your throat swells up and you can't breathe, it manifests itself where of a craving, where you want more. You know, it's kind of like sugar for some people too. If they have sugar, they want more sugar. If you've ever went sugar free for a while, you know what I'm talking about. Once you get out of your system, you're fine. But if you have a little bit, you want more, and then you want more. And it has to do with some of the neurochemicals. And so a lot of this goes back to the neurochemical pathways and neuroplasticity. I just wrote a little booklet on the neuroplasticity of addiction that I'll be putting out soon, and it's going into the next version of the Alcohol Addiction Solution Beyond Recovery on why we haven't changed alcohol and drug treatment in over 50 years. We're still doing what we always did. We haven't updated it. You wouldn't want to go to a heart doctor that went to school in the 50s and 60s and refused to update their information because it worked then, it should work now. No, you're going to say, I want the latest, I want the greatest, but yet we haven't done that with certain other things. You know, when I started looking at addictions in general, I always look at why do some people succeed and other people not. Hey, Bill, he's on this call. Bill Holman, my sensei, and William Friendly, my really good friend. But when I look at why do some people succeed and others not, you know, and I could say with addictions, by the way, this is true for everything. You know, why do some people succeed and others not, even if they seem to be doing all the same things, right? And in the addiction world, it may be that they went to treatment, they're going to meetings, they're doing that, they can't make it. Other people do those things and they make it, right? Maybe there's some internal things that haven't really been addressed yet, or people don't know because you don't know what you don't know. And then people are going to assume what works for this person should work for that person, and maybe it doesn't. You know, same with like learning martial arts, you know, everybody learns at a different rate, a different speed, and it's limited. Recess called an art, right? Mr. Holman would say that. Is, you know, I'm 5'9 on a good day, and I'm not super limber. I can't do what a 6-foot super limber guy can do with a spinning back kick and all this other stuff. It's based on, like, a lot of things in your physical body. And it's the same with our addictions. And so, again, I just wanted to talk about, I'll post a study, but it talks about, you know, it was a true better study on counteracting this thing that, you know, you see every once in a while. They'll post the study that says, you know, two drinks of wine a day give you a healthier heart. And again, one of those studies, the group that they screened in, people that had the wine also exercised, ate right, didn't smoke. But they didn't count those three as maybe the factors of the healthier heart or the living longer. It was the fact they had two drinks. But maybe if you did a broad-based study and you took other factors in, well, was it this or was it that? And so, you know, and again, just look at all the studies with a skeptical eye, right? I still always point to the study about chocolate's good for you. Chocolate does all this, done at the University of Pennsylvania, probably funded by the Hershey School of Business. And again, it's just what we do. As a researcher, you can cherry pick your data to make things say certain things. So again, take everything with a grain of salt. Have some fun with it. Again, click like and share if you're on Facebook or even on YouTube. Click like and share. Leave a comment. And again, I just wanted to put this out there. I'll post some of those studies that are counteracting the other studies. And again, it all goes to why is it in our culture in America and Western Europe that you have to justify if you tell someone, no, thank you, I don't want to drink. Are you sure? Don't you want to have fun? All this other stuff, right? Which feeds into the idea that if you don't drink, somehow it's not normal. So it's just something to think about. I just wanted to put this up there, have people see it, and have some fun with it. And as we keep going, may the sun be in your face and the wind at your back.